And it's now time for your daily Fortis Newsbreak, a production of Fortis Institute. President Trump continues to dismantle the left's gender agenda in education by freezing $175 million in funding to the University of Pennsylvania over their refusal to protect women's sports. Meanwhile, the administration has given Maine educational officials a 10-day ultimatum to ban males from female sports or face consequences as well. When Maine's governor insisted she'd only comply with state and federal law, Trump was unequivocal: "We are the federal law." Well, Ukraine has accepted a partial ceasefire with Russia following what President Zelensky called a positive conversation with President Trump. The agreement restricts attacks on energy infrastructure in both nations, with plans for further negotiations in Saudi Arabia. A Biden-appointed federal judge has attempted to halt Trump's ban on transgender individuals in the military by citing, of all things, the musical Hamilton. The judge, celebrated as an LGBTQ immigrant diversity hire, ordered the military to revert to Biden-era policies despite having no constitutional authority to overrule the commander-in-chief on military personnel decisions. During the hearing, the judge revealed pretty alarming ignorance about how the executive branch functions, including not knowing who serves as Secretary of Defense. San Francisco Pride is scrambling for $300,000 after major corporate sponsors, including Anheuser-Busch, Comcast, and others, have quietly withdrawn their support. The executive director for San Francisco Pride noted that it was very abnormal for multiple long-term sponsors to suddenly pull out, adding, quote, "I think in this political environment, they thought it was a risky decision." And that's the most obvious statement of the year. The world of entertainment continues its identity obsession as Disney faces protests from little people actors excluded from the live-action Snow White remake. The studio opted for CGI dwarfs rather than hiring actual little people actors who plan to demonstrate outside Disney's headquarters. Meanwhile, the film's star complained about having to prove her Latin heritage during casting, telling Allure magazine that white executives questioned her identity. Well, in a sobering reminder, evil knows no political boundaries. Minnesota Republican State Senator Justin Ekorn was arrested in a child sexting operation after allegedly attempting to meet someone he believed was a 16-year-old girl. Ironically, the state senator had recently sponsored legislation defining Trump derangement syndrome as a mental illness, while apparently harboring his own deeply disturbing mental illness. That wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hinks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.